KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
It is 79 degrees, sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport from the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. A very good afternoon to you and happy Memorial Day weekend. I'm Greg Neft. It is our top local stories this hour. Reno's new police chief says arresting people doesn't always have to be the answer.
We can't arrest our way out of that problem.
Coming up, Corey Solferino and what he thinks of citizen review boards. Well, the bear went over the mountain to see what it could see.
Wondering what it looks like to release a bear back into nature after a capture? Come along with me.
And directly ahead, how wildlife officials dealt with a bear who decided to take in the sights of West Reno. And if you drive between Las Vegas and Los Angeles, you've seen the giant thermometer in Baker, California. On the way, you can now own it, and we'll tell you how. These stories and more coming up on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neff. Glad to have you with us. And now with more, a very good afternoon to you, Jerry.
Ooh, as well, and to you as well, I was just saying, Greg, I've got a list of some Memorial Day activities you may want to participate in, including Jimmy Fallon at the Hawkins Amphitheater. How would you like to pay more to NV Energy? Should county parties, even the governor, endorse candidates before a primary? And speaking of politicians, stop flushing flushable wipes in Reno. Public Works is asking you to do just that. Got those stories and more coming up on the Noon News today on 99.1 and 92.3 FM. Back to you, Greg.
All right. Thank you very much there, Jerry. It is our top local story. He says you cannot arrest your way out of a problem.
We can't arrest our way out of that problem, and we can't. We do have to be enforcers of the law, but we also have the compassionate side where we need to make sure that we're connecting people with resources and looking at different programs rather than just trying to rely on the jail.
That is new Reno Police Chief Corey Solferino promising transparency in the department. He outlined some of his principles yesterday.
Publishing all of our policy manuals, pushing those out to our forward-facing webpage. The community safety briefings are great, so we're going to continue those moving forward. As long as my schedule permits, I absolutely love getting the information out there.
Solferino was undersheriff for Washoe County under Darren Balaam. He took over for Fire Chief Catherine Nance after she was placed on administrative leave for a misconduct investigation. Grin and bear it. That's what Nevada wildlife officials had to do when a bear came over the mountain to see what he could see and ended up in a tree off 4th and Keystone in West Reno. Now, this happened yesterday afternoon. It caused quite the sight along amongst people who were not expecting wildlife so close to home.
So what we're looking for is wear on the incisors as well as the staining. So she's got pretty white teeth, pretty minimal staining, and then her incisors still have quite a bit of cusp on it. So she's about a two-year-old bear.
And that's from Division of Wildlife. After the bear was caught and tranquilized, the bear was set free in the wild after it was caught and chipped and moved to a much more rural area. Are you hitting the road for Memorial Day? As holiday driving gets underway, gas prices are holding steady. The statewide average in Nevada for a gallon of self-serve regular is $5.27. AAA says the most expensive average price can be found in Mineral County, where gas is $5.69. The cheapest, that's in Elko, $4.71. Gas in Clark County, $5.30. $5.60 in Washoe right here. If you can make it out to Fernley, we can get you gas for $4.85. That's not bad. Well, Flyers are taking to the skies for the holiday, and the nation's airports are packed, especially when it comes to TSA lines. They're pretty full, as you might be able to imagine.
They're extremely long. I wish they were shorter, but I understand this is a holiday weekend, so a lot of folks are going different places, so understandable.
That family heading to Disney World from Washington, D.C. Reno Tahoe International Airport says today is one of the peak flying days, as is Monday, Memorial Day itself. If you are doing a cookout, get ready to pay a little bit more. It's going to take a little bit more out of your wallet this year. Shoppers say they are feeling the pinch at one supermarket in Sparks.
The prices are really... You got to take away, you know, from one thing, let's say as a retiree, you got to maybe take away from a travel plan, because now the prices of groceries, especially, and gas, are getting just too high that, you know, you have a buffer zone to be able to do something more in a leisure type activity.
Rayleigh says they've got deals on chicken, but if you're looking for beef, well, you're SOL. She's not a fan. One Nevada senator joining the outcry against President Trump's near $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund.
And you're seeing now members of Congress actually asking, and I'm demanding along with my colleagues, oversight over the IRS and why they think this is legal and why they have the ability to do that. And then you're going to see many of us, and including some Republicans who I've heard, are introducing legislation to call this out and basically say this cannot be done.
Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:11. Jerry?
Memorial Day activities feature ceremonies Monday at 11 at the Veterans Cemetery in Fernley. The Sparks Veterans Plaza will have activities through the morning with a run beginning at 8 a.m. The State Railroad Museum will be blowing off some steam through Monday, and the Idlewild train starts running this weekend as well. Virginia City will honor the nation's fallen service members during the annual Celebration of Heroes Memorial Day Parade, taking place this Saturday, May 23rd, noon, in the heart of Virginia City. The patriotic procession will march down historic C Street and feature veterans organizations, first responders, community groups, classic Americana, and more. Again, tomorrow, May 23rd, parade starts at noon, 12 p.m. sharp, C Street, Virginia City. And the new Chimney Beach parking lot on the east side of Tahoe along Highway 28 is opening today, first come, first serve, until June 1st, and then it's $12 for the day, beginning at 7 a.m. The 130 spaces will be welcomed as no parking areas expand along Highway 28, where fines top out at $305 for a parking ticket. Let's find out if the cars on the roads this hour are parked or moving along, and then we'll check weather as well for the Memorial Day weekend. Here is Phil with a look at traffic.
Traffic! Well, one of those vehicles is all bent up on eastbound Interstate 80 at the Wells Avenue off-ramp. That's between Virginia Street and Wells. As you get onto the freeway, be prepared to get over into the second lane of Interstate 80. Otherwise, we're doing okay accident-wise on the freeways, and it is beautiful outside. It's 73 degrees in Sparks, Carson City, and Smith Valley, 62 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weekend weather.
Good weather to wrap up the week, even a little better for the weekend. Low 80s for tomorrow and Sunday, staying in that range for Monday before cooler weather Tuesday. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses, repaired on time and on budget. Trust A Master Mechanic for everything automotive. Coming up after the new news on FM News Talk, it's Guy Benson at 1.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your new news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
All right, listen up, Nevada. It's your main man, Jimmy Failla, and this is not a drill. It's the real thing. I am coming to your hood this Saturday night at the Hawkins Amphitheater. And my station, 99.1 FM Talk, is inviting you to join us and get absolutely nuts. They're telling me it's clothing optional. I'm not sure if that's what they meant by nuts, but either way, we're going to have a rowdy night. And don't miss Brian Kilmeade at his History, Liberty, and Laughs tour the following Saturday, May the 30th. All of it presented by 99.1 FM Talk. Get your tickets now at www.ticketweb.com and let's get crazy.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Are you struggling with bad feet? Hi, it's Mike from the Good Feet Store. I'd like you to hear what Kelsey, a kinesiologist, has to say about how your feet can affect your entire body.
When the foot's placed in the ideal position, everything else up the kinetic chain works better. You have better balance, more energy, you're gonna feel better. Being able to move freely means everything to me, and good movement starts with the feet. What I really like about the Good Feet system is that they support all four arches in the foot.
So did you even know you had four arches in each foot? Most people don't, and most shoes and inserts only support one of your foot's arches. Learn how Good Feet Arch Supports can support all four of your arches. We want to help you walk, run, exercise, and play in comfort this year. Trade in your bad feet for good feet at the Good Feet Store. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Monica Jay here, and I'm asking for your vote in District 16 for the Nevada State Senate. I'm working to unseat a GOP incumbent, a career politician who does not have your best interest at heart. I'm a community advocate with a long broadcast career of holding the political elite accountable and a small business owner. It's time for you to choose what type of representative you want. Someone who will help small business achieve, keep boys out of girls' sports, advance school choice and trade school opportunities. Someone who will work to make Nevada energy independent and stop the Californication of our great state? Or do you want the person who voted for the Hollywood handout, a giveaway to wealthy insiders and politically connected developers, and the only so-called Republican endorsed by the most liberal union in the country that controls Vegas? For more on my campaign, you can find me at MonicaJay.com. Only you can help me bring back true conservative values to Northern Nevada. I'm Monica Jay, and I approve this message. Endorsed by the Washoe County Republican Assembly and Veterans in Politics International. Paid for by the Friends of Monica Jay Stabber.
Oh no, you need car repair? Oh, 911. Oh, you need a smog check? Oh, 911. Oh, you need an alignment? Oh, 911. That's what you need when your vehicle needs attention. That's 324-0911. For service you can trust, 324-0911 for Greg's Garage. Greg's is right off Interstate 80 between Wells and Virginia.
Count on Greg's Garage for service you can trust.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your new news, KKFT.
Outrage at the lake over a popular online film on YouTube. I'm John Potter for the new news. Folks in Tahoe are up in arms over a viral video that claims barrels of toxic chemicals, cars, and human bodies have been dumped into the lake and discovered recently. The 26-minute video from a creator called Optic Expedition has garnered about 2 million views. The Tahoe Daily Tribune reports that the creators used real news footage of locations, authorities, and divers, much of it altered by AI with plenty of fake quotes. Local agencies deny its claims. They say the video was created just for clicks. The Tahoe Environmental Research Center says, quote, "There's basically nothing in that video that's true, except that Lake Tahoe is here." There have been requests to have the video removed. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
79 degrees right now, mostly sunny skies, although there are some clouds to the west right now, but we'll check on that with weather coming up with Craig. If you are just checking in, your three big things that you need to know. Number one, Reno's new police chief says you cannot arrest your way out of a problem, and Corey Solferino will not rule out a civilian review board. Number two, the Memorial Day travel rushes on, airports are packed, and drivers are driving despite the high gas prices.
They're still going to go on their vacation, but they're going to cut corners where they can.
That is the AAA Northern California's Doug Johnson. And three, the party in Prim is over, or is it? Word is the owner of Whiskey Pete's Buffalo Bills and the Prim Valley Resort right on the Nevada-California state line is working to try and avert a shutdown that is scheduled for July 4th. It is our top national story. The country's top intelligence chief is stepping down next month, and word is that President Trump is lauding Tulsi Gabbard.
The director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, is resigning, she says, to be with her husband, who was diagnosed with an extremely rare form of bone cancer. Gabbard says her last day is expected to be June 30th. Her tenure as DNI has been marked by declassifying millions of pages of government files on the assassinations of President Kennedy and his brother, former Attorney General Robert Kennedy. She also released files she says shows Obama administration officials politicized intelligence about Russian election interference. A former member of Congress, Gabbard ran for president as a Democrat in 2020. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
FM News Talk Time, 1220.
Well, in our Keystone CPA's New News Daily poll, should parents be held legally and financially responsible for their children's crimes? Bipartisan, 50% yes, 50% no. Even Stephen, we've got a new poll we'll tell you about in just a moment. We reported yesterday about the heightened wildfire risk for this summer. NV Energy is moving forward with a request for customers to pay into a $500 million wildfire insurance policy. Don't they have one already, you ask? Nevada officials warn Governor Lombardo of heightened 2026 wildfire risk as heat nears Nevada's wildfire season is coming. Should NV Energy customers help utility fund insurance? Do they, NV Energy, not already have the insurance? And what if we don't have a major wildfire? They've collected the money. What happens to the fund that we will have been forced to pay into? Just a couple of questions that should be asked. And that's our Keystone CPA's daily news poll question at 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com. Should NV Energy customers have to pay into a wildfire insurance policy? You can vote now. I think that poll is up or will be up just in any minute. 14 Republicans are actively campaigning for a pivotal open U.S. House seat representing Northern Nevada. Do you think that the local Republican or Democrat parties should endorse one candidate over another before a primary? Lyon County has done that already in the CD2 race. The governor has also done that. So if the candidates endorsed lose, then you just suddenly support the winner of the primary? Lyon County has endorsed Jim Settlemyer to replace Mark Amadei, and Washoe County has endorsed David Flippo in that race. Remember to pick up your Fela tickets by 4 p.m. today at either our Reno or Carson City location, or we will take those tickets and do something good with them. Use them. Make sure somebody that really wants them gets to use them. Tomorrow night, Hawkins Amphitheater, it's Jimmy Fela. And then the following weekend is Brian Kilmeade. We'll have tickets, more tickets for Brian Kilmeade next week. And next Wednesday, Brian Kilmeade will join Greg Neft on the air here at about 12:45 p.m. Right now, it's 12:23. Here's Phil with another look at traffic.
Traffic! They're still working an injury collision on eastbound Interstate 80 at the Wells Avenue off-ramp. That's in between Virginia and Wells. They've shut down the camera in that area, which usually indicates it didn't go very well for the person who had that collision. Be prepared for some delays as you make your way towards Sparks. It is 74 degrees in Reno, 75 in Dayton, and in Yerington, 61 degrees in Emerald Bay. Here's a look at your weekend weather.
Mostly sunny skies with a few afternoon clouds building, even an isolated shower possible, but mostly dry weather for the region through Memorial Day. Any time of the year, make sure you can just turn that key and go. Trust the team at A-Master Mechanic for bumper-to-bumper peace of mind. 95 East Glendale in Sparks. Around 70 today at the lake, 80 in the valleys. Today at 3, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Nothing ruins a peaceful Tahoe trip faster than car trouble. Smoke? Strange noises? Squealing? LT Automotive gets you back on the road fast. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Capital Control Systems.
Are you ready for summer? Have your air conditioner serviced today by Capital Control Systems for our special price of just $89. We'll check your AC to make sure you're ready for summer. And if you need a new AC unit, we'll give you a free estimate on a new Trane system.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Capital Control Systems.
Call 883-3277.
Experience the difference with award-winning surgery at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Their expert team delivers stunning, natural results you'll love. Trusted, renowned, and ready to help you look and feel your best. Their board-certified plastic surgeons focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Book your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your transformation begins at Hall & Rye.
You're headed to the Reno Aces game, and now your car decides to strike out. Bad timing. LT the Superdog is on call. At LT Automotive, we fix cooling systems fast so you don't miss the first pitch. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
McQueen grad Robbie Snelling had high expectations with the Marlins, pitched his first game solid outing, but hurt his elbow, and now he will miss the rest of the season and some of next for Tommy John surgery. The Nevada Wolfpack baseball team has been in a nosedive for about a month. It ended yesterday. New Mexico pounded Nevada 13-4 in the opener of the Mountain West. The loss was the 10th in the last 11 games for the Wolfpack. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your Noon News. Local, live, and happening now.
We've got 79 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good afternoon to you from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neff. If you are just checking in, it's one of our big local stories here. Reno officials are asking people to stop flushing so-called flushable wipes, saying they're clogging the city's sewer system and creating extra work for wastewater crews. Those poor souls. Reno City says in an online post, wipes do not break down like toilet paper. They can clog pipes, pumps, and lift stations and create giant tangled masses that crews then have to remove by hand. Oh, the city said labels describing wipes as flushable do not mean the products are dissolvable. They say a Hot Wheels car is also technically flushable if you're determined enough. That does not mean it belongs in the sewer system. And in case you get any ideas, they're asking that you not flush Matchbox or Hot Wheels cars or anything other than things that you should be throwing down the toilet in the first place. Just a public service announcement there from the city. Well, some good news if you're heading for Lake Tahoe this holiday weekend. NDOT says they're stopping repaving work on Highway 50 tomorrow at 8 o'clock. It will not start again until Tuesday. And just a friendly reminder that paid parking at Lake Tahoe, that starts on Memorial Day. Well, you've seen this if you've driven between Las Vegas and Los Angeles. The world's largest thermometer is for sale. For generations, that massive structure in Baker, California, that gas stop there, has been a familiar sight for drivers on I-15 between Las Vegas and Los Angeles. The thermometer sits on over 4 acres of land, and it's all for sale at the bargain rock bottom price of $1.85 million. Such a deal. The price includes the 134-foot thermometer and a gift shop called Temp 134. You know where Baker is. It's that gateway to Death Valley, and the National Park Service says Death Valley recorded the hottest temperature on Earth when it hit 134 degrees way back in 1913. So something to think about there. Time right now for today's To Your Health.
With the weather warming up, the Cleveland Clinic is offering advice on swim safety for children. The organization says swimmers should take breaks, stay hydrated, and there should be adults designated to keeping a close eye on kids free from distractions. Drowning can happen silently without splashing or yelling, and severe brain injury can start after about 4 to 6 minutes without oxygen. Drowning is one of the top causes of death in young children. A new study finds nearly 1.2 billion people have mental disorders. That's a 95% uptick from 1990. It's all according to the journal Lancet, which found the largest increases were in anxiety and depression. The category that saw the third largest spike was in personality disorders. Americans who have been in the Democratic Republic of the Congo at any time over the past 3 weeks are being required to return to the U.S. through Washington Dulles International Airport for an enhanced screening. The move comes amid rising Ebola cases in the African nation. Health update. I'm Natalie Migliori.
FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. Good afternoon to you. It's 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
News. I'm Tom Graham. Tulsi Gabbard resigning as director of national intelligence, adding she's stepping down to help her husband after he was diagnosed with a rare form of bone cancer.
She said that Abraham has been her rock since they've been married, and she submitted her resignation letter to the president and two members of the senior staff, announcing that her last day would be June 30th.
Fox's David Spunt in Washington. President Trump praising the new leader of the Federal Reserve, Kevin Warsh, sworn in today at a White House ceremony.
Honestly, I really mean this. This is not said in any other way. I want Kevin to be totally independent. I want him to be independent and just do a great job. Don't look at me. Don't look at anybody. Just do your own thing and do a great job.
The president often sparred with outgoing Fed Chair Jerome Powell. America is listening to Fox News.
90 degrees right now with mostly sunny skies, although you can see a lot of clouds to the west over the Sierra right now. We'll continue to watch weather for you right here on the KKFT News at Noon. Well, the Ebola outbreak in Africa might impact our area. Think about it for a second, as one of the World Cup matches will be held in San Francisco metropolitan area. Fans prepare to travel for the World Cup, and with the games coming to the Bay Area, local experts say the risk of Ebola spreading in the U.S. is low.
You have to be super sick and in the middle of an outbreak and around people who are dying and very sick with those bodily fluid exposure to get sick.
Dr. Monica Gandhi with UCSF says people who are that sick will not be allowed on planes. The U.S. now limiting entry for non-U.S. citizens who've been in the Congo, South Sudan, or Uganda the past 3 weeks. Still, just last week, a flight to Detroit was diverted to Montreal after a passenger from Congo boarded by mistake. In the Bay Area, the World Cup will be held at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, and Santa Clara County's Public Health Department says it's been preparing for this for months. Well, happier news. The long holiday weekend can be a boon for bargain hunters.
Plan to hit some of the Memorial Day sales this weekend. Whether you visit a brick and mortar store or do your shopping online, these are the things experts say to buy and which to pass on. You'll find good deals on furniture, mattresses, appliances, and tools, as well as spring clothing, which will transition well into summer. Wait to buy TVs, computers, grills, and cars. You tend to find much better deals on all of them as we head into fall. I'm Daria Albinger.
But I really wanted a new grill. An independent investigation into the nation's public largest pension fund is sounding the alarm on issues of secrecy and underperformance. A close look into CalPERS, California Public Employees Retirement System, concluded that its 2.4 million members are imperiled by secrecy, chronic underperformance, understated investment costs, and conflicts of interest. The independent report was commissioned by a nonprofit group that includes retirees who are concerned about CalPERS' $630 billion public pension fund. Findings come after the group hired a former SEC lawyer to conduct the investigation once they failed to persuade state lawmakers in Sacramento to order the probe. Well, word is that technology is on the move. Let's find out the latest in tech.
Calls to pause data center development in Texas are growing. The state's agriculture commissioner, Sid Miller, says we don't know the damage that's being done to the environment.
They can just go and build whatever they want, whenever they want. So, you know, I'm calling for a pause. You know, let's just take a break.
He says that state leaders must make sure unchecked expansion does not come at the expense of farmers, ranchers, and small towns. A handful of guardrails on development are expected to be a hot topic when lawmakers get back to work. A new executive order from California Governor Gavin Newsom aims to help workers threatened by artificial intelligence. On Thursday, he signed what's billed as a first-in-the-nation executive order that addresses severance policies, employment insurance, and workforce training and other responses to people who lose their jobs to AI. And Honda is recalling almost 60,000 cars over a rear-view camera issue. The National Highway Transportation Safety Administration says the recall affects certain Honda Prologs and Acura ZDXs. Tech Report, I'm Matt Mattinson.
Gas experts are predicting the most expensive summer at the pump in years.
Gas Buddy has released its summer travel survey for 2026, and it forecasts an average price of $4.80 per gallon from Memorial Day through Labor Day. The fuel savings platform says the price of gas could reach all-time highs if the Strait of Hormuz remains closed for much of the summer. Despite the cost, the survey results show 56% of Americans still plan to drive more than 2 hours this summer to reach their preferred destinations. That's down from 69% last year. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
FM News Talk Time, 12:35.
There's always something new at the Carson Nugget.
Warning, side effects of comedy nights at the Carson Nugget include uncontrollable laughter, especially when comedian and Fox News personality Tom Shalhoub takes the stage in the Grand Showroom Saturday, May 30th for your choice of show at 6 p.m. or 8 p.m.
Blue Origin's new Shepard rocket successfully completed its mission with an all-female crew, including Katy Perry, Lauren Sanchez, and Gail King. I think they took it literally when their husbands told them they needed space. But the crew and capsule returned safely via parachute. Luckily, no one had to parallel park.
This show will sell out, so get your tickets today by visiting ccnugget.com or stop by the Carson Nugget box office today. Don't miss Tom Shalhoub, Saturday, May 30th.
There's always something new at the Carson Nugget.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road. Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
FM Top Weather.
Very pleasant weather wraps up the week, even a little nicer for the weekend. Low 80s, 83 tomorrow in Reno, 83 on Sunday in Sparks. Cheap and good or not related, don't end up broken down on the side of the road to find out why it's called a screaming deal. Trust A-Master Mechanic for everything automotive. While mostly sunny skies are going to be with us, could have a stray isolated shower at times. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
Voting is now less than 24 hours away. I'm John Potter for the new news. Early voting for local and state races kicks off tomorrow. Choices range from governor down to district candidates on ballots this year. Voting is 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. starting Saturday. For most all area counties, they do have slightly different schedules, so check yours online. Early voting is a 13-day thing. Last day is June 5th, and there is same-day voter registration at polling locations. In-person voting is a bit different this year with the new ballot marking setup. After you make your choices, you're asked to print your ballot, then you feed that ballot into another device to cast your vote. Or you can drop off your mailed ballot in person. Primary day is Tuesday, June 9th. Voting starts at 7 a.m. that day and goes to 7 p.m. For our listeners at Southlake, California primary day is June 2nd. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Consumer sentiment falling to a new all-time low in May. The University of Michigan's monthly survey pointing to higher gas prices and the conflict in Iran for the reading of 44.8, down from April's 49.8. On the flip side, the Conference Board's April Leading Economic Indicators report rose by 0.1%, a sign the economy could improve. The House Oversight Committee launching an investigation into insider trading on prediction market platforms Kalshi and Polymarket. Merger talks between beauty giant Estee Lauder and Spanish beauty group Puig coming to a halt. Analysts raising doubts that a merger would be beneficial for the two companies. Puig is parent company of Carolina Herrera, Nina Ricci, and other brands. Kevin Warsh sworn in as the new Fed chair Friday. And that's your Fox Business Report. I'm Laura Cantor, invested in you.
We've got 80 degrees, mostly sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft on the KKFT News at Noon. And it's time right now for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma joining us today, as he always does around this time, to talk about a lot of things money and a lot of things financial policy. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, Greg. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. So Kevin Warsh is now the Federal Reserve Chairman after being sworn in at the White House today. The ceremony came after his Senate confirmation. Let's talk a little bit about this because there's been a lot in the news about the Federal Reserve Chairman. There's been a lot of talk about financial policy and how much the president can actually, you know, influence U.S. monetary policy. What do you think? What do you know about Kevin Warsh, and do you think he'll be a good Fed Chairman?
Well, you know, I've had opinions, both positive and negative, across the board for the previous ones. Generally, it's governance by consensus. So the chairman drives a lot of the policy, a lot of the discussion, but generally the system takes care of itself. They're reacting to monetary pressures, course correcting as needed, but there's so much input to that decision. I think he's going to be great. You know, I don't know that he's going to be great as far as what President Trump thinks, but He's adequately suited, skilled to be able to take on the responsibilities. I think President Trump's hoping for, you know, even though we're a little bit of an inflationary cycle with gas prices, he's kind of hoping they're going to ease interest rates. Don't know if that's going to happen.
So why is it so important for the Fed to remain independent? Why is it so important for there to be no influence from the White House?
Well, because ultimately, it's just like the judicial system. The feds aren't a branch, but in many ways they are. So they need to do what's in best interest of the company and cash flow and money, and not be a political tool to be waved about to be able to brandish votes. Now, I would say the current administration, although they talk a lot, they don't really press a lot into that juncture. But imagine if they were able to be manipulated by the executive branch with the blue party in charge. Oh, my goodness. They'd be crazy, crazy. So, yeah, I think the separation of power is very healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, we'll see how he does. Meantime, consumer sentiment fell to a new record low in May on this inflation fear. The University of Michigan's final reading for the month dropped 10%. So what is consumer sentiment? I mean, is it just how Americans are feeling about the economy, or is it actually measurable?
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, Greg. Think of, the stock market's going crazy. AI is transforming business. What is there not to like? I mean, the gas pump's a little crazy. But it's been worse under other administrations for no good reason. So, what's not to like? I think something goes on this time, midterm elections. It just boggles the mind. Where all of a sudden, I think it's just there's so much nonsense in the media about doomsday and everything. The sky is falling, and there's so much fake news, real news. Nobody knows. And I think that's what drives that uncertainty, because they're like, we don't know what's going on. I mean, right now with AI, I don't know what news is or not. It kind of looks real both ways.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, we'll make sure that we get a listing for if this was generated by AI, though my voice was not.
Right.
Mike Bosman with Keystone CPAs. Thanks so much for joining us. As always, Keystone CPAs is your one-stop shop for everything when it comes to your money. 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. Mike Bosman from Keystone CPAs, thanks so much, and make it a great Memorial Day, okay?
You do the same. Thanks, Greg.
All right, take care. 1243 right here on the News at Noon.
About 50 volunteers turned out to help place flags on veterans' graves at Eastside Memorial Park in Mendon this morning. Members of the Veterans of Foreign Wars, Tahoe Douglas Elks, the Douglas County Sheriff's Mounted Posse, and the Sheriff's Honor Guard were among the groups represented. About 120 veterans are buried there. The Veterans and First Responder Appreciation Freedom Barbecue will take place tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at High Sierra Fellowship, 1250 Gilman Avenue in Gardnerville. That's just east of Sharkey's. And 10 a.m. on Monday, there is an observance at the Genoa Cemetery. And don't forget the 12 p.m. noon parade in Virginia City. The Weekend, live and local with John Potter, tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, with lots of special guests. Traffic and Memorial Day weekend weather right now with Phil.
Traffic. We still are working that injury collision on eastbound Interstate 80 between Virginia Street off-ramp and the Wells on-ramp. Unfortunately, traffic is slowing down in that area. Likewise, on westbound Interstate 80, starting at Sparks Boulevard and going just about to Pyramid, expect some delays. In Carson City, we're on the lake in Urington, not doing bad at all. It is 76 degrees in Sparks, 73 in Minden and Wellington, 61 degrees in Klein Village. Here's a look at your Memorial Day weekend weather.
Good weather to wrap up the week, even a little better for the weekend. Low 80s for tomorrow and Sunday, staying in that range for Monday before cooler weather Tuesday. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses, repaired on time and on budget. Trust A-Master Mechanic for everything automotive. Coming up after the new news on FM News Talk, it's Guy Benson at 1.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Times are tough and prices are unpredictable. That's why we're going to war on high prices. Hey, Reno Sparks, this is Sean from Sargent's, your trusted appliance store. If you're looking for quality appliances at a good deal, come down and check out our discounted appliance section. Sargent's has open box and scratch and dent appliances in stock. With the manufacturer's warranty, local service from Sargent's, and delivery and installation available, we're your go-to destination for top-quality appliances. Come down to Sargent's and Sparks and get up to 60% off today.
Protect your home from the risks caused by power outages with the Generac Automatic Standby Generator. At Coleman Electric, they provide only the highest level of service with trained technicians. Since 1985, Coleman Electric has served Northern Nevada by offering Generac generators and permanent installation services performed by experts. Call Coleman Electric at 775-720-7066. That's 720-7066.
Karen Purcell, are you here? It's too dark. I can't see you. Is this PK Electrical? It's Tom Trafficante with Heritage Bank.
Oh, hi, Tom. I'm over here.
Karen, why are the lights off?
Well, Tom, I thought I'd show you how I used to feel before I moved our banking to Heritage. With other banks, I felt like I was fumbling around in the dark.
Uh-huh.
At Heritage, I get excellent customer service and real hands-on help from my bankers. PK Electrical's design and engineering services have been successful at getting the lights on for area businesses.
Wow, thanks for turning on the lights. It's so much easier to see where you're going.
Yep, that's my point. Our financial path has been eliminated. It's really made all the difference.
Well, that's what we aim to do. Enlighten your business. Karen, the lights went off again. And I know you paid your power bill because we set that up on autopay.
Oh, Tom, always taking that extra step.
Just trying to make sure our customers can keep the lights on.
Heritage Bank of Nevada. It's not how big your bank is, it's how big you are with your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In life's most difficult moments, La Paloma Funeral Services is here for your family. As a locally owned and operated funeral home, we provide compassionate, personalized care, traditional funerals, and beautiful memorial services, dignified with transparent pricing, experienced staff, and deep respect for your loved one. We help you honor their memory your way. La Paloma Funeral Services, caring for Northern Nevada hearts. Call 827-3700 or visit lapalomafuneralservices.com.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
80 degrees right now. Sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Though clouds appear to be moving in from the west. We're going to check weather coming up in just moments. In the news at 12:48, was it something the governor said? Democratic candidate for governor and likely Democratic nominee Aaron Ford issuing a statement after local media interviewed Governor Lombardo. Quote, in that statement says, in Lombardo's own words, he doesn't have a clue about what's going on in Nevada, and what's worse, he doesn't care. He conveniently claims ignorance of how his puppet master Trump's tariffs are taxing Nevada families $1,700 annually, while working Nevadans are forced to pay soaring grocery prices, close their small businesses, and watch job opportunities in Nevada's key industries evaporate. For the most vulnerable Nevadans, those relying on Medicaid and those struggling to stay afloat in the Lombardo-Trump economy, Lombardo added insult to injury by supporting Trump kicking 100,000 Nevadans off Medicaid. It's clear that a year after he first said Nevadans should, quote, feel a little pain, Lombardo continues to believe Nevadans should suffer from Trump's reckless economic policies. As someone who once relied on Medicaid himself and is currently fighting in the court to stop Trump's tariffs, Attorney General Ford will be a governor who leads with compassion, not callousness like Joe Lombardo. Now, this was in response to an interview with Governor Lombardo that was conducted by Channel 2. And again, Aaron Ford's campaign did not hold back. Was it something he said? 12:50 right here on the News and In as we continue right along here. And word is that there's a lawsuit, Edward Jones facing a racial discrimination suit.
Six black former financial advisors who worked for the firm in California, New York, Washington, Minnesota, Illinois, and Georgia filed a federal lawsuit this week in St. Louis, alleging the company gave higher salaries and more lucrative clients to white advisors. Edward Jones has denied the allegations. I'm Monica Nelson.
FM News Talk time, it's 12:50.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
The Aces are on a slide. They lost their fifth in a row, seventh out of last eight, trying to get back on track at Oklahoma City tonight. Optimist Club of Reno has a couple of spots open for the Ray Pez Charity Tourney 2 weeks from today at Red Hawk. Contact Red Hawk for more information. The Nevada Wolfpack baseball team has ended its baseball season with a loss, a big one, 13-4 to New Mexico. The Wolfpack had lost 10 out of their last 11, closed out a 24-27 season. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
It's difficult to make a man miserable when he feels worthy of himself and claims kindred to the great God who made him. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
My name is Kimberly Mull. I was choked and raped in my Reno home, and DA Chris Hicks did nothing. I did everything right. I fought back, pulled a gun, took the rape kit exam, and was ready to testify. Yet Hicks refused to prosecute. Hell, he never even tested my rape kit. 9 years with no justice. Wes Duncan is the change we need. As Assistant Attorney General, he helped clear the state's rape kit backlog, including mine. It's time for a DA who puts victims first. Vote Wes Duncan.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan.
My carpets desperately needed cleaning, but I don't just let anyone in my house, especially a maintenance or repair person. I asked around, and Floor Masters came right to the top of the list. A family-owned and operated business with 25 years of experience and hundreds of references. I made my choice, and boy, am I glad I did. Professional, courteous, and affordable. If you need your carpets brought back to a new look and feel, search FloorMastersNV.com.
Spring is here, and it's time to power up your outdoor project with Steel's battery-operated tools on sale now at Wharton Concrete Forming Supply. Right now, during our spring sale, get a free extra battery when you buy select Steel battery-powered mowers, trimmer sets, vacuums, and garden pruners. That means twice the battery life to keep you cutting, trimming, and cleaning without the weight. Lightweight, quiet, and built to last, Steel's battery-powered tools make yard work easier than ever. Take the hard work out of the yard work. Don't miss out. The free extra battery is for a limited time. And remember, Wharton has the biggest and newest selection of rental equipment in Northern Nevada, plus service and repair on just about any piece of equipment made. Drive a little and save a lot. Stop by Wharton Concrete Forming Supply at 40 Industrial Road in Mound House or call 775-241-9494. That's 241-9494 today.
Weather. Very pleasant weather wraps up the week, even a little nicer for the weekend. Low 80s, 83 tomorrow in Reno, 83 on Sunday in Sparks. Cheap and good or not related, don't end up broken down on the side of the road to find out why it's called a screaming deal. Trust a master mechanic for everything automotive. While mostly sunny skies are going to be with us, could have a stray isolated shower at times. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your new news. KKFT.
80 degrees right now at the airport, nearly 3,900 NV Energy customers in North Reno lost power this morning after an issue with a pole-mounted transformer that caused a widespread outage. This all happened just before 10:15 this morning. NV Energy first said there was no immediate word on a cause or even when they could get the juice back on. They later updated and said what we meant to say was the outage was caused by an issue with a pole-mounted transformer. They've isolated the problem and restored power to nearly all customers in the area, but nearly 3,900 of them were in the dark earlier this morning. It is the end of an era for late-night television.
And that's a wrap.
If you're just tuning into The Late Show, you missed a lot. Tonight is our final broadcast from the Ed Sullivan Theater.
It's the end of an era for late-night television. CBS announced last summer that it was canceling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert due to financial reasons. Over a dozen stars showed up to bid the comedian farewell, including Paul McCartney, Ryan Reynolds, Paul Rudd, and Jimmy Kimmel. Tributes began pouring in on social media, including from former President Obama. The show closed out with Colbert and McCartney turning off the lights to the Ed Sullivan Theater. I'm Daria Albinger.
Other news that we are following this hour as we continue right along. A political influencer is filing a former complaint against billionaire Tom Steyer's campaign for California governor. Maggie Reed claims the Steyer campaign failed to notify her of disclosure requirements as required by law. Reed was paid to meet with Steyer in March and later produced social media content from the meeting. Reed has about 500,000 followers on Instagram and TikTok, never heard of her, and she is known for her satirical posts on politics. She also claims that Steyer's campaign falsely accused her of posting paid content in support of his main Democratic rival, Javier Becerra. Steyer's campaign filed a complaint last week saying Reed failed to disclose the payments she received from Becerra's campaign. Other news, Donald Trump Jr. and Bettina Anderson are officially married, according to their marriage certificate that was obtained by TMZ. The union was legally recognized in Palm Beach County after a deputy clerk signed off on the license. The newlyweds plan to exchange vows before a small group of family and friends with an intimate celebration in the Bahamas this weekend. President Trump congratulated the couple with a Truth Social post on Friday, but noted that he will not be able to attend the ceremony due to circumstances pertaining to the government. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:58. Jerry?
Greg, also remember this. Today is the last day after 99 years CBS Radio News ends officially today. I read, unfortunately, in this business too, there are a lot of liberals. I read a story this morning about it ending and how it was a threat to our democracy, which is a laughable statement that they continue to make. Number one, they show their ignorance. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. That shows their stupidity right then and there. But yeah, CBS Radio News. I think I used them at the radio station. I had an FM talk station in Bangor, Maine. And unless I'm mistaken, pre-Fox, that is the new service that we used back there. Being around politics and the local county Republican parties for the last 20-plus years, it's been interesting to watch Washoe, Douglas, Carson, and more recently Lyon County because of our 92.3 FM talk station and signal out there. Washoe seems to be more conservative than they have been in the past. Same for Douglas County, which was much more establishment, swamp creature supporters a couple of years ago. Carson, previously very conservative. I don't know if you remember, but they actually kicked P.K. O'Neill out for his tax hike voting record. I'm surprised by Lyon County's endorsement of Settlemyer. One other thing, too. Unlike Georgia, there's no runoff. The primary coming up, the winner takes all and heads to the general against the Democrat in the CD2 race and all the races. So whoever gets the most votes in the primary heads to the general. We, KKFT, will be involved in
KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Carson City, the Evans Broadcast Company. Fox News starts now.